Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as you may have heard, in the last little while, at least 51 people, including children, have been killed in Spain after flash floods struck parts of the country. Torrential rains flooded roads and towns, resulting in cars being swept through streets, and hundreds of people have been left stranded. Authorities in the worst-hit areas, including areas around Valencia, had advised people to stay at home and avoid all non-essential travel. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Ada Sanchez Alonso, who's Euronews political correspondent. And Ada is currently in Madrid. So, Ada, can you bring us the latest? What have the authorities been saying about what has happened?
Hi, hello, Claire, from Madrid. So, yeah, the latest news, what they say is, like you said, 51 dead people. So now they confirm one more person. So there's like 52 people and 88-year-old women in the nearby region from Valencia, Cuenca. So the number of people is still, these are the confirmed death, but probably there will be many more because there's tens of persons already still disappeared. So the authorities are being very calm on that and like saying the numbers. The most affected area is the interior of the Valencia region, so not by the coast. And there we see that the regional trains are not working. Also, the connections from Valencia to other cities in Spain, like Sevilla. And as they said, it's like it's the worst rain in this century. It was way worse than what the weather authorities in Spain predicted. That's why one of the things that will be done in the next hours, Spain's president Pedro Sanchez will have a crisis committee today at 12.
And is there more bad weather expected?
So yes, but the bad weather will move to northeast of Spain now. So that area should be safe for now. But still, the regional government is telling people that they should not go on the road because even if it's not raining, there's still a lot of accumulation of water that might be very, very dangerous for those trying to move.
And we have heard that there are radio and television stations who've had hundreds of phone calls for help from people who are trapped in the flooded area. So clearly there is an expectation, as you mentioned there, that as the cleanup and the search operation continues, that the number who have been killed in this awful incident will rise.
Yes, sadly, this will happen. There has been many, many people, around 200 people that were trapped in roads in Valencia that were rescued during the night. There's so many much people that they still don't know how many of them because most of the roads, especially in Valencia, are either flooded or affected by landslides. So the services cannot go there, cannot reach them. Many people had to go. The president of the region of Valencia yesterday said that all the people that's next to riverbeds should try to find refuge in higher areas. So we don't know yet how many of them are affected, how many of them will be rescued in the coming hours.
Okay, we know that hundreds of military personnel, search and rescue workers have been deployed to the area, sent from other regions of Spain to the southeast. And we will come back to this story later in the programme as it develops. But Ada, for now, thank you very much. That's Ada Sanchez Alonso, who's a Euronews political correspondent. And as I said, we're going to come back to that story because more detail is emerging by the minute.